Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Sorry for the pause. It's the pause that refreshes. This is Veronica Entwistle, and oh my gosh, we live in the northwest of this country, and it's so beautiful out. Are you guys stifling? Are you hot? Where are you in the country? I hope that you're going to phone in and tell us how you're feeling, what you're going through, and what level of, and this is kind of a cheeky question, what level of awakening are you at? My last guest was Paradigm Shifters was Skip Miller, and he's on because he does the Om Blessings with the Oneness Blessings University over in India, and the process of awakening amongst the species that's being generated from India through a whole lot of people who are initiated to give Oneness Blessings or Dikshas or Oneness Blessings through iDiksha online or in gatherings in various parts of the country, countries, and maybe even in your part of the country. And his talk was just brilliant on Tuesday night. So check the podcast if you want. Excuse me about that. But the deal is, I was thinking about this show, and I'm going, awakening. I feel like a lot of us are awakening. What's going on in your life? Do you feel like you're awakening? Do you feel kind of like you're understanding more about life and the presence and your divinity in this world? Do you feel like you're able to kind of see things and know things beyond three dimension? Do you feel like you're able to be one with the collective of our species? Or do you feel like you can feel this crazy retrograde Uranus or the shifting frequencies of the planetary positions in our celestial skies? What do you feel like? And how are you doing as far as manifesting and creating your reality? Are you still slogging away on your, childhood issues? Sometimes, you know, I'm a lot older than some of you and maybe younger than some, but I still find myself and some of my older clients popping up with childhood issues that are preventing us. Why are they preventing us? Because we have beliefs and reactions that come from those experiences that sometimes kind of shrink our vision or our sense of self and our sense of potential in the world. And a lot of it has to do with beliefs. But where did the beliefs come from? It just came from, you know, when we had repeated experiences. I remember when I was small, I decided I'd rather have been a boy because all big ladies hurt. That was the feeling I had. And I used to think of God as a man in a white business suit with a beard, and he always had measles. I mean, where do those things come from? And we talk about changing our beliefs. Some of them are absolutely hilarious. But sometimes when you and I can get in touch with our beliefs or our reactions, and the best way to do that is seeing how they play out in your world, in the drama of your life, or how you feel in your body. Like, what's going on in your physical state? Is it quite often it shows where you've been suppressed. I was talking recently to somebody, and we were talking about her mother behind her mother's back. We're saying, the father is a very, very intense, always right, successful businessman. And her mother, who used to be kind of a performer and a bubbly soul, has bought into the fact that she shouldn't be that way, and is very unrecognized and uncherished by the father, although they've been together for a long time. And that mother has, what are you expecting? She has classic suppression illnesses of things like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And it's just a really good example because lots of people have that. But very often it's an example of an illness or a disease that comes from suppression of your real self. So if you have a naturally bubbly, ebullient nature and you want to write poetry and tap dance wearing roller skates, I had a cousin who did that once when we were kids. But if you wanted to tap dance and you're told that that's very, very impractical, settle down, do the dishes, whatever it is, you know, go to university and become a doodly-doo because that's not practical, and that is, if you're really suppressed, of course we have to make a living, we have to pay our bills, we have to pay our taxes, we have to run our cars and our families and so on, But if you suppress who you are in the context of family and relationship, that embeds tremendous weavings of beliefs in your body and mind, beliefs and reactions. And in that embedding of those beliefs and reactions, it retards the flowing, the outflowing, the wonderful spiraling light of your potential and your dharma and how you can radiate that into the world. And it's really interesting because when we think of awakening, that's what I think of. I think of the art of dancing with the downloads from the universe, because there's some tremendous electrical downloads coming through these days. And you can feel them. I can feel them. My body gets really, really electrical. My friend Deb O'Connor does some wonderful astrology. She used to come on to this show periodically. And she was telling me today that with my chart, I had a particularly electrical system, and that with the Uranus going retrograde like it is, the electricity in my body-mind is being kind of stoked up. And then my urge to combine, I'm not really just talking about me, I'm giving you an example of the elements and how we can tune into what's going on in the universes. And the thing is that when the with the Uranus, when it's being a really spectacular influence out there, then it's going to really jar your electricity. It's going to make a big difference in sudden changes. In like when I think of bringing new currents of light and information down from the universes, I like to think of applying them to my brain, my heart, my chakras, any of them, where I have pain and so on, because that catalytic force, that electricity, can literally help me to awaken. It can help you as well. And I'm going, you know, we need to play with all this stuff. We need to tune in and realize, recognize that you and I have tremendous, unlimited potential. Or maybe it's easier if we say right now we're experiencing unlimited potential as a human being, and that's called awakening. And you're awakening, and I'm awakening. I don't think we can avoid it. We're getting to be higher frequency. We're getting to be lighter. We're more and more, a lot of us are more and more able to communicate without sound, without a telephone, without a cell phone. But you can go in and use your cells instead of your electronic cell phone and pass messages back and forth. You can tune in on someone who's across the world and really feel what they're feeling, and trust that your empathy, which we all have with one another in a huge way, we're all one and we're in this huge collective empathic mass, big jelly it's almost like, isn't it? We can pass messages through that and we can shift that collective. So I call this show Radiance by Design, because we want to learn to consciously radiate, consciously work with one another in the sense of always being a contributor. You want to step into a room, you want to radiate consciously, and you want to lift other people. Because as we lift one another, what happens? As you lift me and I lift you, we can see bigger, we can see our potential more and more. So I really hope that after our awakening meditation, you're going to tune in and call in and let us know what's going on in your life. I've noticed lately that there's a lot of people stepping out of karmic stuff. Are you experiencing that? What do I mean by karmic stuff? That's kind of an interesting word that seems to be bandied about willy-nilly, sometimes in a negative or a condemning way. But I think it's a helpful word because it's a little bit like a basket that holds all the things that aren't necessarily, they aren't necessarily bad, but they're kind of bondings that we have with one another. And sometimes they're because of incomplete business or unfinished business or retribution and neutralizing events that make you and I even, so that we won't have a power issue together anymore. Karma is a really, really interesting thing. I don't even know where I was going with that. So let's go back into doing our meditation all together. And I'd love to hear how you're dealing with the changes that are coming up inside of you or wanting to come up inside of you. Oh, yeah, I know what I was saying about karma. Because basically, what we don't want to do is we don't want to live life after life just saying, okay, I owe you a smack, you owe me a smack, so let's just be born again and sort it out. My understanding is, because I see a lot of people on the other side, my understanding is that we can associate with one another consciously. We can awaken ourselves from the trance of karma or old beliefs and old reactions that we're bonded by, release those, release one another, and move to a much higher level. And my feeling is that, and it's all energetic, you know, that push, pull, and then energy release. And then the more we do that, the less we're in bondage to the old way, and the more we can really create the reality we want. And honestly, I see more and more and feel more and more how the frequencies are moving us up, and our base inner frequency is way higher than it ever was before. Oh, it's so exciting. So let's get into our meditation together. Let's do some healing work together. And then I want you to call in and let me know what's going on in your world. And let's see if we can release something. I know a lot of people who are hunting around for mates these days as well. And even if you're doing it on one of the dating lines, a lot of them are showing me that you can pull in as much karma doing that as anything. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying we have to learn to be aware of where our frequencies kind of attract to one another on a lower level. And what you can do is pull up that frequency and that awareness and shift that. And sometimes people will leave you, but then you move to a higher level and you start attracting people where the situations are much more of a win-win instead of the comfort and familiarity of what was not completed because of other experiences together, if that makes sense. And I started talking about your physical, well, your health and your facial appearance, a whole bunch of things, are directly reflective of the kinds of bondages between people that you're holding in yourself. I think that's really interesting. What did I read one day is, if you want to know what your karma is, look in the mirror. Your whole face, your body, everything is designed by reactions that were. So by the same token, if you're getting involved with people and you feel weighed down, or your mouth droops around certain people, or you yawn a lot and so on, ask yourself, what am I attached to in this person? How can I release it? Because it's highly likely if that's happening to me, I'm suppressing myself as well, and probably the other person. See what I mean? And that because of the way the frequencies are moving these days, and because of the way consciousness is flinging itself in and out and around all the cracks and fissures in our lives through, oh, internet radio, if no other things, there's other situations as well. But there's a whole lot of consciousness coming through internet radio these days, isn't there? So we can use that to really undo a lot of the ways that we're held in. And I don't know if I don't know everything about, for example, fibromyalgia, but I do know that diseases of suppression are pretty common in our lists of maladies. And I do know that it helps a great deal if you can pull out the suppression even one at a time and let yourself unfurl and be free. And remember this, as you do that in yourself, and we'll work on that today, it also has a huge impact on your family, because your family has a fabric. And all of that suppression is a part of your family fabric. So as you pull it out of yourself, guess what? They get free too. So if you want to release and unlimit your family, go after yourself and do a bunch of releasing. We're going to do that today. So why don't you join me in a meditation where we can all work together to have a coherent auric field, a coherent, wonderful meditative force, okay? And we've done this a lot week after week, and some of you get some amazing results. So let's see what we can come up with today. A couple of deep breaths. Close your eyes. Oh, no, I just had milk in my ice cream. We had cappuccino ice cream. It was very good. Above your head, a golden ball. Maybe it's 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball, maybe 40 feet. And from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball, draw a filament of light. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid with gold lines. Maybe the base of that pyramid sticks out maybe 40 feet from your body. And then upside down, another four-sided golden pyramid, and stick its point into the lower golden ball. And when you put the two pyramids together base to base, you have yourself an eight-sided structure. Okay, now feel that structure. It's all around you. Oh my, it's got a lot of energy. And inside of the structure, there's a beautiful crystal ball that you created. And the crystal ball just shimmers with all the spectral hues. Oh my goodness, beautiful. And you can feel a difference. As soon as you bring the crystal ball inside of the octahedron, you can feel a huge difference in the energy field. It's softer, more feminine. And then inside of that now, we're going to put you in a star tetrahedron. It's like the Merkaba or Merkaba. It's the light body. It's a vehicle of change through dimensions. And you're in that. It's a three-dimensional Star of David. And remember, you're skewered with this really neat filament. And around it, you've got the star. And then around that, you've got this crystal ball. And around that, you've got an octahedron. Oh, my, you're busy. It's like being an architect, isn't it? And now I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star. Spin, 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 spin. And as you spin and spin and spin, I want you to look at a magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to create a series of movies. The first movie is you becoming who you are. Good. And who you really want to be. I want to be awakened, fully awakened. I want to be multidimensional. Yeah, I want to be able to move at will through dimensions. I want to be able to totally release karmic attachments, our old reactions and beliefs that are no more relevant than they are not relevant any longer. And so I see all those pieces coming together that help me create that. What do you want to create for yourself? I see all the pieces coming together for that. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we'll come into the second screen. And the second screen is you wanting to create and design a project your way. Good work. That could be anything you want. It could be home and family and relationship, or it can be a book or a movie, it can be a house or world travel. Doesn't matter, but see all the pieces, the resources, the time, the people, the finesse coming together so you can create that. Good. And as you see all the pieces coming together, it becomes easier and easier. Excellent. And now you've concluded it. Isn't it wonderful? So now what you want to do is make sure that you have the resources to sustain it, the resources, the situation, the people, whatever it's going to take to sustain this project, this natural gift into the world. Good. Oh, don't you feel happy when you conclude something so well? Now wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now our next vision is we're calling out the healing team from our amazing team of guides and angels. And we're having that healing team circle this wonderful healing table. Good. And in this healing room, well, the energy is really powerful. The first person to come in and lie on the healing table is you or me. And we lie down on that healing table. And then you ask for what you want. Or else if you don't know quite what you're working on or what you want, get them to tell you. I've got some major things to work on. One is my right leg, which has gone goofy on me. Okay, so right leg's moving forward in the world, right? All right, I'm learning. I'm learning to talk to my body and learn what its messages are for me. Yeah, it's not suppression, but it is kind of a timidity, isn't it? Okay, and then wrap that. Good. Oh, I see. All right. So they're talking to me. They're telling me stuff. Are you learning from your guides too? So take a note on what they're saying and wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we're bringing someone else in. Someone, we're asking, who wants to come in? Okay, so here's a man who's got a real mop of hair, this guy. It's short hair, but boy, he's got a lot of it. Woof. He's coming on in, and he's got something where he's got a lot of problems with his bone. I don't know what it is. It's like he's been injured. It's probably a car accident a long time ago, and he's getting a little older now. And his bones are really precarious, and he's in a lot of pain. He's also angry. Making me yawn. That's just his unprocessed stuff always catches me and it makes me yawn. So here we go. And what we're doing is asking the guides and angels to help him. Now he's been in some kind of, I guess it was a logging accident. He was in some kind of problem where he almost died. But the interesting thing is he's been tolerating being very, very limited for a long time. Well, this is true for all of us, where we've left our childhood problems, reactions and beliefs from other lives or from whenever we gathered it, you know. So anyway, this fellow is lying on the table, and he's really bereft because he's been like this for a long time. But he's trying to learn that there's a different way of living. We're trying to say to him, you can awaken. And our team is talking to him. They're blowing words into his ear. They're trying to awaken an aspect. There you go. Oh, this is very interesting. They're awakening an aspect of his brain. Because the brain has a lot of potential places to access. And we're not always practiced on that, are we? Yeah. And now they're working on his brain, and they're working on his intestinal area, and the two are going together. There we go. Mm-hmm. And our friend has to look more deeply into himself instead of just suffering. Yeah, he's got full capacity to really work some of this stuff out. So wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and then let's see who's coming in again. All right. We have somebody who, I don't know if it's manic or is it bipolar. She's really pretty, and she wants to, I guess, be free, but she's so changeable, it's horrible. She's one way, then she's another way. Then she's one way, and then she's another way. And then she's one way, and then she's another way. And she's got a husband, and her husband doesn't know whether to stay or leave, stay or leave, stay or leave. He's been pushed and pulled as if her yo-yo, he's on the straight the end of the string of her yo-yo, and is breaking his heart. So what the guides are doing here that's very interesting to me is they're really working with her brain. Well, both of them need work, but they're going to work on her brain. And she's panicking. She's got a very deep panic level. Pulling that out. And then they're making her feel. They're helping her feel very, very peaceful. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the left. And now we have a fresh healing table. And on this healing table, we're going to put our political thing, all right? So I don't really know. Let's put Obamacare on there. Okay, don't hang up. Come on, you guys. Let's play with this. We're all going to be affected by it. So let's put the medical situation in this country on it with all the spin and fear tactics that are being used in order to make some money for a few people. There's some really sincere, I can see it right now as an intuitive, there are some very sincere people trying to build a medical access for everyone. But there's a lot of shenanigans going on, not the least of which is the spin. So one more time, let's bring Obamacare in and let's imbue or infuse each one of the people that have to do with printing out the, or creating the rules and the bylaws and all this. Let's ask to infuse their perineal area between the legs. Oh, we're getting very intimate here, aren't we? We're going to imbue with, I was going to say a violet flame, but I think we'll call in this kind of salmony, orange, radiant, pink color, this frequency, and have it go up the perineum of all of the people involved in creating and designing Obamacare. All of them. So the ones that are lobbying and their tactics are essentially for their own personal wealth. Let's just see if we can imbue them with consciousness, harmony, and true caring. Just keep doing that. This is this vibration that we're moving up through their perineum. And then have it go right up to the top of their head. And do as many as you can get your hands on. With this many listeners, we should be able to get to an awful lot of them, right? So let's do it. Good. And then what we'll do is see, it will take the Obamacare plan and we'll wrap that in light so where it needs to evolve or to listen to people, we feel it becoming much more expanded, much more universal. Okay. Oh my, so let's wrap all of that in light and move it over to the left. And then let's call in to the top of your head this wonderful, wonderful vibrational support. Call it in from the new fields of the universes and bring it down to the top of your head. Circle round and round in your neck, in your shoulders, down your arms, until your fingers tingle. And have it circle round, sorry about that, round and round and round and round and round in your arms until your fingers tingle. And then pat it on the world, all over the world. Pat it, pat, 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 pat. Wherever there's poverty, wherever there's injustice, greed, animals dying because of the changing weather patterns or because we've been so unconscious on how we destroyed areas. That's right. And it's pat various parts of the world with love. Yeah. Pat, 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 with love. And so the whole world is covered with this wonderful radiance. And now move that light, that beautiful salmon pink radiant light. And let's throw some purple or violet flame into it. And move it round and round and round and round the world. Round and round and round and round the world. And let's ask to see the new frequencies that are coming through, catalyzing the basic frequency of the energy that runs around and around the world, and have it come back up through your hands, up your arms, up your chest, through your heart, and up your neck until your fingers, until you're up through your neck, down your shoulders, down your arms, so your fingers tingle again, back up to your shoulders, up through your neck, straight out into the, through your head, into the great central sun, and have it drop down through your body into the core of the earth. Now you turn around and close off the galactic healing center, jump into your star tetrahedron, and now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. What happens when you spin? And then in a minute, I want you to jump out of that, and I want you to call in and tell me what on earth's going on in your world. It's a really important time on the planet. Why is that? It's because the systems are revealing themselves for being, what would you call it, corrupt. They might not actually be working for the greater good, some of them. But also because they're being shown for what they're worth, I think we have an opportunity to absolutely shift a lot of it at this time. But we have to stay strong, don't we? So what's going on in you as you awaken to the power that you are and to fulfilling power? Call me, Veronica Entwistle, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Love to chat with you. Okay, so we're going to look around here. So what are you going to do this weekend? How many of you are on holiday? I bet you a lot of you are on holiday. I've been playing with my 8-year-old grandson here. He's been here since the middle of June. And oh my, what a lot of energy we have to use, even arguing or doing different things. It's been kind of fun. And also, you notice when you're being with different people, it stretches your ability to cope with certain styles of life. So I'm learning a lot about... I'm learning a lot. We have a caller, so I'll just be with you in 1 minute. We're learning a lot about things like games. I'm not sure I love those video games. But in any case, we're going to talk to you. So you're on the air. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica. This is Carol, Kansas.
Hi, Carol in Kansas. Is it hot there?
All right. Oh, my God. Might as well hop in the oven.
Really? Is that hot? Is it humid? I don't know what Kansas is like.
Well, it's not as hot as it can get, but the humidity's just extremely high. It's just miserable.
Wow.
It's raining, and then, you know, and then the sun comes out, and then the humidity becomes very high.
Wow. And do you have thunderstorms?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, wow.
Last couple of rains have been really nice, simple, quiet rains. Not really anything violent at all. But yeah, we can have just horrendous. Remember, this is the Wizard of Oz territory.
We're in So do you keep your ruby red shoes there?
Oh, you better believe it. We're in the bed.
Good dream time, anyway. Well, I want to know how you are, Carol.
Well, I've got this tension right in the center of my chest, and it's also in the back. I'm wondering if you could see what you can see.
Okay, I want to say two things about Carol, is that you are clearing a tremendous amount in this life, and you have been really working hard, girl, and you're looking much clearer tonight. But also, when I look at the heart, it looks like in the center of Carol's chest, what it looks like to me is like a shattered glass in behind, not at the front of the heart chakra, but in behind. And I feel like you've had so much other life been killed, you know, through the heart chakra, one time with a knife, one time with an axe. It's awful. It was a long way back. But you know what's interesting to me is that when we talk about karmic stuff, very often it's the emotional state in which we were when we lost our lives, if you will, you know, or developed that scar. But what it looks like to me, Carol, is that you're going to be changed. That is going to start to really change in you. And you're going to find, you're going to have more fun in life, for starters.
Oh, my God, I've forgotten what fun.
Well, thank heaven you have your ruby red slippers.
I can dream,
There's no place like home. But in any case, what it looks like is that you haven't... See, this is so interesting about all of us, you know, is where we've been holding reactions and we're not even aware of it, it prevents us from unfurling or awakening to the fact that it's all just magical. It's really, you know, it's all just light. You've had so much pain. And I just want to say one more time that you're going... See, starting to move. The one that's coming through your back is starting to move you should be feeling kind of lighter and freer in a while. Sometimes it takes more than an hour, so I can't hold you on the phone the whole time. But can you feel what we're doing right now?
Yeah, I can feel some movement. I also called Manny, and my stomach's kind of locked up again. And he says, and I ate some, sunflower seed butter, and I guess that was just too heavy. Hmm. And that really affects the shoulders and everything, is what he says.
Well, it's interesting, because people at home probably don't know who Manny is, but he's an amazing, kind of a startling, miraculous sound healer. And he's been working with Carol through some pretty intense pain. And sometimes when he works with her, what would you say? Things lock up on the way out. Is that right?
Well, I've never quite understood that. Do you have the answer to that? I mean, I'm just...
Well, what I...
gets one area unlocked, another area locks up, you know. And I don't know, once it's cleared out, if it can, you know, lock up again or not. I'm going to ask him that question.
I don't think it will. How about that? Probably, of course it can. Can't we lock? I remember once I had a boyfriend, and I hurt his feelings, and we scheduled that I was going to work on him, and we were going to be friends. And one day I was working on him, and I don't remember what happened, but all of a sudden, all of his pain, he always had terminal or really chronic pain, and all of a sudden his pain sensors were all open, and we were doing really good work, and then something was said, and he literally shut each one down. It went click, 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 all through his body. And it was fascinating to me. I learned a lot helping somebody who didn't actually get help, you know what I mean? But it was like very, very unconscious, subconscious. He could close it down. Now, I don't see you being like that. I see you going through ancient, like we're looking at the heart or we're looking at the stomach. And there's a lot of, in your ancient, unrequited history, how's that? You have some very deep pains that have really impacted how you perceive yourself. Like you had no right to be joyful, to be loved, all of that. And then when you had somebody abuse you, it was like deep down you kind of deserved it. These are like layered. So when he was working on you today, and your spine was really getting freer today, there's a lot of your body. But in the heart area, what happens from my perspective is that that's shifting around. And then when he did some work on you, the stomach, like who you are, started to balk, started to hold back and be afraid because of the vulnerability. And I think that's why that locks up. You see how you're a symphony and these things all interplay with one another. But I think they're just going to start lifting. I always believe that Carol and many other ones, you're going to be free of a lot of this stuff in a while. So it's locking out. Did it make sense? I say it's like a symphony.
I'd have to think about that a little more, but
well, it's just like we work on your heart, and your stomach gets confused about what its identity is. You see? See what I mean?
So my true self. I'm afraid to become my true self.
Yeah, because you're protected. You know, right now you're protected, maybe by pain, you know. It's hard for us to kill off our identity, but that's essential. See? That's an extreme way of putting it, but do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah, I think I do. Yeah, definitely.
And your brainstem and your neck are lighter. They're not perfect yet, but they're way lighter. Can you feel that?
And how about the right hip? That just started hurting really badly. Sharp pain.
Just a sec. I think it's going to change quite radically over the next few hours. And then again over the next few weeks.
How wonderful.
Yeah. It's been a long-term chronic pain, has it not?
Oh, heavens, yeah. It has been. Forever.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to get really sharp and then undulate between being not very sharp at all and almost non-existent, coming back up, going back out until it just fades. I really think it's going to be okay. I think you're going to be wonderful, and you're going to feel free, and you're going to feel awakened.
I just thank you for those words of encouragement, because I could use all the words of encouragement I can get.
Well, and for everybody at home, we need to hold light on each other, so let's all see Carol moving out of some of these ancient traps that she's been writhing under. And as we all work on that by sending her freedom, we all gain, don't we? So thank you for your call.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
So this is Veronica Entwistle saying there's a very good example of some karmic stuff, and she's been writhing with some pretty intense pain for a long time, and we've managed to recognize where some of it has come from. What's going on in your world? It doesn't all have to be about karma. It's about awakening. Have any of you discovered things about yourself that you had hidden behind a reaction before? I wanted to write a book, but I used to get so... I have, ever since I had like kind of a really deep falling apart in my life, I had this kind of restlessness and I could not sit still to write. And guess what? That's changed and I really am able and I'm really enjoying it and I'm writing a book and I want it done by the end of the summer. But for me and for a lot of you, it's that there's a feeling of wanting to do something, write a book, perform something, do something very special. But it's really, really hard to get it done. And it hangs, I notice a lot of people, it'll hang on you and make you feel like you're not enough or you're unfulfilled and so on. And sometimes it's just the unhooking of some kind of belief or some influence about yourself. And I'm really glad you called in. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Can you hear me? Hi.
I
Hi, Veronica. It's Sandy from Ojai still.
Hi. I was wondering how you are. How's Sandy from Ojai?
One of these days I'll call in and it'll be like, Sandy from blah, 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 and it won't be Ojai. Still Ojai.
Sometimes it's hard to make a change, isn't it?
What?
I said sometimes it's hard to make that change, isn't it?
Well, it's, definitely nothing is presenting itself and the momentum isn't there. So I'm waiting. But I had a question. Are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay, sorry, my phone's getting on. I had a question. Just things feel very kind of in between lives with art and... I kind of don't know what I'm supposed to be doing anymore or how I'm going to be making a living. And I was wondering if you could see any kind of radical change that's going on that's kind of pulling a lot of momentum out of my art and ambition and all that.
Well, first of all, are you working at all?
Well, the only thing that I've been doing in these last couple of years has just been this deep inner transformational work and my art.
Okay. Well, it looks like you're going to be working in a local gallery. Pardon me?
Well, I just have been, like, physically kind of limited. So like, going out into the world getting a job hasn't been something I felt physically able to do. So you're saying working at a gallery?
I am, and only I want to say I'm sad about this part. I'm not really. I'm just exaggerating for you. But it seems like it's local. It seems like it's not very far away from you. And I'm like, oh, Ave, she wanted to leave their ages back. But there's a job that's not full-time, and you're going to help somebody out for a while. And it's a really good thing because I think this person has big pieces. Do you do big pieces of art yourself?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, this person has some very big pieces in the gallery and needs your support for just a while. And I think it's easier, it's a male, it's easier for you to leave that area after you've been working there for a while because it is a catalyst. There's something in you that needs to be triggered to free yourself, you know? And I think it's going to be really fun for you. And I know you've been exhausted. Do you have chronic fatigue or what? Allergies, right?
Well, I hate to put labels on it, but it sure feels like that. I would say that there's definitely a depletion issue.
Well, it's funny because it weighs you down, if you know what I mean. And there's something about this job, which I think is only a small job, meaning only for a little while, that gets you in gear and you start pushing this. I was calling it suppression at the beginning of the show, not necessarily picking on you at the time, but I'm going to pick on you right now because you're front and center. But there's a lot of suppression going on and a lot of indecision going on, and that's making you feel a little weighed down and a little more suppressed. You still have your dog, right?
I do, yeah.
How is he?
I think he's a lot like me.
Funny
poor,
about
poor
that.
Poor guy, I think he gets really weighed down just by, you know, by watching me go through what I go through, I think. So.
Well, you know that they're acutely empathetic. You know that, right?
He is very acutely, or I am.
Both of you are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Anyway, I have other callers, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to get yourself a little job for a short period of time, and then there's a opportunity for you. I think you'll get some inspiration, and you're going to travel and live somewhere else, but it's not that far away.
Okay. But and I just have one more question about a male that has entered my life.
Okay.
And he sure feels like a soul friend who would like to be more. And I'm just wondering, is there something I'm not seeing? I'm not attracted to him physically, but I'm wondering if there's something I'm not seeing yet, or it's too early to tell.
Just
but part of me
friend.
Is a little disappointed, like, oh, he's the one?
No, he's a good friend, though. He could be a very good friend.
Okay, but it doesn't look like he's the mate.
He's not Prince Charming yet, no, if he's ever going to be, because I see another man. Okay.
Thanks
for calling in, Sandy. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And then we're going to our next caller, line 3. Are you there? Are you there?
I don't know if this is me. I don't know what line I'm on.
Well, you know what? It'll do. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm hearing some feedback.
I can hear you okay.
All right. I'll just set it aside. This is the first time that I've ever called in. Veronica, I've heard you numerous times. You're lovely.
Aw, well, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much for who you be and what you're doing to help the upliftment of the planet. I don't have a question. I wanted to know whether or not it would be appropriate just for a resource information that is the most world-class, that a lot of people don't have an awareness about. It's Dr. Joel Wallach's material. He's helping millions of people regain their health by supplementing just the basic missing foundational minerals and nutrients. And one of his most amazing books is Rare Earth Forbidden Cures, and it's a science. It isn't just a promotion for products or building a company. There are over 900 diseases that absolutely get taken care of in response to the body's having the privilege of being fed some of the foundational nutrition that most of us are lacking.
Wow, this is really exciting. So his name is Joel Wallach. Can you spell Wallach
for me? Doctor.
Okay.
I hope it's W-A-L-L-A-C-K.
Okay. And if it isn't, we're going to get back to you. You know that. You're going to be in big trouble.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know whether I should. I'm not trying to do a commercial. I just hurt.
No, honey, we appreciate it because we all need this. We all need it.
When I hear the unnecessary suffering because of it's not in our food.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that we're dealing with the toxins in the air and our water and our food, all that kind of stuff, we just aren't going to have the chance to climb to the unlimited potential that there might be if we're getting some of the basic essentials.
If we're getting weakened. Okay, so and the name of the book again, are you telling me it's Rare Earth that he works with?
He's 74 years old, and at nine, he was raised on a farm, and he began to learn about how to take care of animals and the nutrients that are fed to the animals. It's such a science that when any particular kind of disease happens in the animal kingdom, they know exactly what the deficiencies are and put that in their food, and then bam, they're okay. So he eventually went to school and became a naturopath, and then put this all together to help humankind. And he's never sick, and with the Obamacare thing that's coming, this is just absolutely catching on, because we can get well and stay well by understanding some of the absolute foundational requirements for essential nutrients. And there isn't any reason even for diagnosis and all of that. It's just beginning to learn, put the good stuff in, and then see the healing results.
Well, I thank you so much. I've written it down, and I'm going to look into it myself. And I have one more caller, so we might give her a minute before we hang up, okay?
Sure.
Bless your heart. Good call. Thank you.
We've got
one more caller. If you just want to pop your voice in really fast, I'm sure we've got like 30 seconds to a minute for you.
Is that me?
Yeah, it is you. Hi, Jaya.
Hi. Okay, well, tell me if the guides have any quick messages for me.
Do you have a headache, or something about your eyes should be getting better, are they?
Not really.
Oh, it's funny. I just saw your eyes, and they showed them getting much brighter, and that your life is, they keep saying your life is turning around. I know we've said that each week for a while, and but it is. You're much brighter looking, and they say that there is help coming from afar. That's the words that are coming through right now. Help is coming from afar. So we'll have to take more time when we can, because we're time's up right now, unfortunately. Are you feeling okay? How do you feel?
I feel my Atlas was out earlier today, and I felt terrible, but now I feel better because it got fixed.
Okay, good. You look like you're feeling relatively good. Yeah, the implants. We're going to work on that. And play on
good.
That, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
But your physical looks better than it's been for a while. It looks like it's brighter and clearer, and things should be starting to pop for you. But I know we've said that before. This Uranus retrograde, and you're an astrologer, there's something about it that's supposed to be sudden. Even though it's retrograde, there's supposed to be something that really helps the divine mind and the normal mind work together in a deeper way or something. I don't know. You would know more about it than I do. But I feel like the stars are in your favor right now.
Oh, good. That's good.
I'm not an astrologer, but I do see things. Thank you. Thank you for your for your patience and hanging in till the end, and many blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, oh, guess who's coming on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night is Swami Beyondananda, Steve Behrman, and he wants to talk about the great upwising of our people and our planet. He's written some great stuff lately, and he's so intelligent and so funny. And so I'm excited to bring him to you on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, podcast to follow Wednesday. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, check into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, if you want any of the podcasts. If you want to send me a message on the Ask Veronica button, which is kind of fun, and a lot of you are using it, and feedback on guests, suggestions about guests, or a session with me and my guides and angels all about you and your awakening and your life. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and I can see you radiant. Thank you again, and many blessings. Good night.